Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The mind of God is towards us. His ways are so perfect. Everything in his heart, everything in his mind is toward the blessings of mankind. And he seriously wants us to live no different than him. He made us in his image with a purpose. And the only way your highest joy is to do that particular purpose. It's part of who you are. Sometimes people don't even know their purpose, but they do what's in their heart and they fulfill their purpose. Most people don't get all of it, but some people do the main thing that God had in his mind when he made them. The Lord is for us. And it doesn't matter, hear me good, it don't matter how you were born. He loves you as an individual person. Sometimes parents do the wrong thing when they father a child out of wedlock or fornication or adultery, even rape. But the sin of those parents, that's not in the equation when it comes to the child. The Lord will deal with will be a blessing to that child. And he put creative abilities in the child. And there were people born the wrong way. And they became some of the greatest people in the Word of God. And one of them was Jephthah. His mother was a prostitute, and Gideon was his dad. And he was a man that people could follow. And he was wiser than his brothers. His brothers didn't want him around to share the inheritance of the father. And they drove him out. But when they got in trouble, they called him back. And that tells you a lot about the kind of person that he really was. When people drive you out because they're jealous of you and then call you back, that means you were much wiser, stronger, and smarter than they were. He was a natural leader. Now watch this. When they made him the ruler, the judge, and you can read about him in Judges 11 and 12. When they made him a judge, he was a devout man of character. And other men followed him when he was driven out from his family's home in town. And they tried to make a king out of him. And he said, no, God is king of Israel. And he wouldn't even let his children be king. Now Gideon did the same thing. But Gideon was born of parents in wedlock. What I'm saying is the Lord deals with the person as an individual. And he takes the creative parts of both parents. And he makes the child. And Jesus died for all of us and gave all of us kingdom rights and privileges. And we can go in the kingdom of God and traffic and buy and sell. Whatever we do, we can do in the kingdom of God. And then he made us joint heirs with Jesus. Isn't that something? God made us joint heirs with his only begotten son. And sometimes people don't really catch what the words say. Joint heirs, equal heirs. Whatever Jesus can inherit, we can inherit. All the wonderful blessings of God. But sometimes people, even though they're joint heirs, they don't feel blessed. They feel miserable. They feel like things have gone terribly wrong. Well, that's where the warfare is. But watch this. Jesus gave us authority over Satan and all the kingdom of darkness, all the power of darkness. Whatever they do out there has no, it can't restrict you. If you pray, if you got to say something. Angels are ready to move whatever junk they put in your path out of your way. But you got to say something. Now, Herod killed James, but people weren't praying. And then when they killed James, they started praying for Peter, and something was done. God's people was praying for Peter's life. And what happened was beyond their expectation. But they prayed from the heart. We live from the heart. You can have faith in your heart, doubt in your mind. When Peter came to the house where they were praying, the girl saw him and closed the door, leaving him outside, and told everybody Peter's outside the door. And they couldn't believe it in their mind. But they were in the house praying that he was released, and he was outside. And when they saw him, somebody said, that's his angel. And that don't make sense. But it was Peter. Sometimes people's mind don't catch up to what God gave us in our heart. But the Word of God say we read it, we believe it, because the Word said we agree with it. But it don't always register in our mind. But if you keep studying the Word of God, it'll get in your heart, and your mind will be renewed so that your mind can receive what your heart is already receiving. The Holy Spirit lives inside your spirit, and He guides you. See, you got to use your faith. The just shall live by his faith. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. But then you got to believe it, receive it, and then speak it by your faith. Everything is activated by your faith in his word. And that's the way Jesus did it. And that's the way we have to do it. Some people are weaker than others. Some people don't have it together in their mind yet. Their mind is not completely renewed. So the strong can help the weak. That's why it says, the word says that if there be any sick among you, let them that are sick go to the elders and they'll pray the prayer of faith and they will be healed. And shall is a very strong word. Shall means it's definitely so that you will be healed. Why? Because they went to the elders and the elders prayed the prayer of faith. And nothing on this in the world system can overcome our faith. Our faith always, my friend, overcome the world. And the Father always hears Jesus' prayer. We'll join there. So the Father always hears our prayers when we pray according to the Word of God. And Jesus always prayed the Father's will. And we as the joint heirs of Christ, we got to do what he did. We got to pray the will of God too. The word of God is the will of God. You don't have to be in doubt about it. Now, Perry Stone taught a lesson yesterday about the word if. And it was he taught it before yesterday, but it was on YouTube and I got it yesterday. And I listened to it yesterday. So that's why I said yesterday. But the word if has nothing to do. God never uses it in his plan. If you study the Word of God, the word if is not in this plan. The only if is it describes condition of what we will do. If my people who call on my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will hear from heaven and heal that land. But that's the condition. But it's not against God. God is ready and willing. His plan is fixed. His word is fixed. You can bank on it. In other words, don't say if it's be God's will. Uh-uh. No, it is God's will. The word revealed it. It stops trying to save face. You got to put yourself out there when you're in faith. Command healing to be done in a person's body. Now, I've heard a few preachers, they say, I don't pray for the sick. They command healing in their body. Now, you can pray however you want to, but They do it this way. They just command healing in their body and they believe it. And if you believe it, it's according to the power that works in you. All you have to do is receive the word of God in your heart. And it's got to happen. Your faith cannot be denied ever. Now, so in this world of doubt and unbelief, you got to train sometimes. One scripture says you got to have furbish your sword, sharpen your sword. Now, we do it by receiving God's word in our heart. And my pastor has a healing gift. And whenever that gift's in operation, people definitely, when they go up, they get healed. But he doesn't wait on the healing gift. He trains in the word of God. Sometimes if I'm around him, he's listening to the healing scriptures. I used to have that tape too. I don't know where my tape is, but that was a long time ago. I had a tape with Kenneth Hagin reading healing scriptures. But he has the CD and he listens to those healing scriptures. And he listens to, you know, that's how he trains. A portion of the day he takes time and listens to the healing scriptures so that he'll be on board with God when a surprise happens, when somebody needs healing, when one of his sheep need healing. You have to train. I train too. I listen to the word of God so that I can relay revelation. God uses me to minister more than heal. Now, people that I know, I pray for them, and I pray the prayer of faith, and they get healed. But I train where God has me training. You have to train in the things of God. Keep your sword sharp. And sometimes you can't let your sword go rusty and dull. You know, after a great battle, go back and sharpen your sword. Go back and fill your heart with God's word so you can fight. Not just so that you can live, but you got to be able to contend for the faith sometimes. Just to protect your own body and your mind and your sanity and your, you know, what I mean by sanity, you have to be able to defeat heaviness. Because the things of this world is designed to change your focus. And when your focus is changed, you don't trust God like you once did. And then you don't walk in joy like you once did. And you become heavy. But you can put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness and kill it. And you can, if you have a doubtful disposition, you can study the word and kill that. And if it's unbelief, you can repent. Because unbelief is rejection. Stop rejecting God's will and start doing it. Sometimes people feel unskilled and they reject something because they don't want to face it. Unbelief is on purpose. Doubt is not. Doubt is a surrendering belief. When you start surrendering, you doubt against God. Anytime you doubt, you're doubting against God. You're doubting against his will, against your healing. And see, the pain in your body suggests that you're not healed. And then people doubt against the pain. I mean, they doubt against God because of the pain. But as you learn the word of God, you can do more and better. And that's what I want to see happen. I want to see people follow God and do God's perfect will and live in his perfect plan. Now, God loves us all and he wants to help us out. But we have a part to play. We got to do his will and not fall under darkness. And as we go forward in him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I will do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Why? Because I love him. And I'm going to do all that's in his heart. That's one of my latest confessions. And I love that confession. It helps. So that whenever God says something, I can be on board and not doubt against his will. See, his word is his will. Sometimes he reveals things that can be hard to receive. It's not what we're used to. Sometimes the Lord will have you do things you hadn't heard before. But it always leads to something much greater. And if you want to stay on board with the Lord, you have to make rapid adjustments, swift adjustments, and it'll work. But if you don't make the rapid adjustments, you might wonder and get in doubt and unbelief and do something you shouldn't. So what I do, I take time and study the Word of God and then go forward and live better. And my life works as I go forward in Him. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. But remember that phrase that Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you have to do something that your mind is not renewed for yet, and you feel like you don't have the power in you is not strong enough yet to pull it off, you're not in trouble. Pray in the Holy Spirit, build up your most holy faith, and stay in faith, and mount your faith up, sharpen your sword, fill your heart with God's word, and you can do all things through Christ. And if it's necessary, the Lord will activate other people to believe with you. And He can always give you the gift of faith. As long as your faith is on, the Lord can cause you, my friend, He can assist you and help you have the faith you need. That's the gift of faith. That have happened several times in emergencies. When I was in a motorcycle wreck, I called Jesus' name twice, and I knew I would live. That was the gift of faith. Now, I'm out of time, like I said, but God is not here. Continue to minister to your heart and help you grow. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.